as part of our Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh segment. Thank you for being along with us today, by the way. We're having a lot of fun this morning, and we appreciate your taking the time to tune in with us and enjoy things. And I'll introduce you now to Josai, who is 10. Hi, Josai. How are you?
Good.
It's nice to have you here with us today. You go to Pittsburgh Minideo, right?
Yes.
And can you tell me who's in your family?
My mom, my sister, and my other sister.
And what are their names?
Nibria, Kiara, and Annette.
Well, it's nice to have you with us. And why don't we have you introduce your big brother who's right there. What's his name?
Chris.
Hey, Chris. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. It's nice to have you both here. Before we talk about your relationship, I'm just curious, Josai, what do you like to do for fun?
Most of the time, play video games.
Do you have some that you especially like?
No, not really.
And you were starting to say something else. Are there other things you enjoy, too?
Going to baseball games and penguin games and stuff.
Nice. When you go to the Pens, do you have any players you especially like to watch?
No.
Just the whole team?
Yeah.
It's hard to keep track, isn't it? Hockey moves really fast. How about on the Pirates?
No. None.
Do you think they have any chances this year of making it? Probably not. They're like
maybe.
Yeah, maybe. We could still hope. Do you like to play any sports?
Yeah.
What sports do you enjoy?
At my school, we used to play flag football.
And do you think you'll play again sometime?
If the principal lets us.
Hopefully. What's different about flag football?
You can't tackle and you can't jump over people.
So they're down when you grab their flag, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you prefer to be on offense or defense?
Offense.
I would imagine. Can you pass pretty well and catch?
Yeah.
That's excellent. Now, school year's just started, and what grade did you go into?
Fifth.
And anything, what are you starting with already? Like, what are you learning about?
In math, we're learning, I forget what it's called, exponents.
So that's like 2 to the 2nd power.
2 to the 10th power and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's kind of fun. Those actually get used a lot in things. Are you learning anything in science?
No, not really. We did an experiment on Friday about how long can different cookies float in milk.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So you timed them. Do you remember what kind of cookies were competing against each other?
Yeah, there was a Chips Ahoy, Oreo, vanilla wafer, and Nutter Butter.
Huh. Now, did you have a hypothesis as to which would stay up the longest?
Yeah.
Which one?
Vanilla wafer.
Huh. I was thinking, yeah, what was the last one? Yeah, that's the one I was thinking of. Were you right?
Mm-hmm.
And which one sunk the first? I can't imagine.
The Chips Ahoy.
Yeah. How come, do you think?
I think it was too heavy.
Yeah, it probably had a lot of density. What happened to the cookies after the experiment?
We didn't get to see it.
I would want custody of the cookies. Were others, did any of them take the same amount of time?
Or no.
That's a pretty...
The Nutter Butter and the vanilla wafer were kind of close, but then the vanilla wafer hit about, 18 minutes.
18 minutes? Wow. That's a lesson in patience, too. Did you guys all just stare at the cookies?
Yeah.
Wow. That would take a lot of patience. That's a pretty cool experiment to do. Well, let's get to know Chris a little bit more. You've got a a Pitt School of Social Work shirt on, which tells me that you know Larry Davis, probably, among other things.
I do indeed, yeah.
I was just thinking about him yesterday because I know he's doing a lecture in a couple days. Larry is a great scholar, professor emeritus at the Department of Social Work at Pitt. Tell me a bit about yourself.
Yeah, my name is Chris. I have lived in Pittsburgh more or less my whole life. I went away for a little bit for my undergrad, but have been back since then. I am currently at the School of Social Work. I'm working on my PhD. And so I just started this year. It's a new experience. Definitely been interesting the last 2 weeks getting used to all the work that's involved with that. I also coach soccer at Obama High School over in East Liberty. And I have two dogs that I love getting to spend time with. So those are at least kind of some of the highlights.
Well, those are good highlights. There's things I need to ask you. I don't know in what order, but what neighborhood did you grow up in?
I grew up in East Liberty.
And so you're living close to where you grew up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, back in the same neighborhood.
What high school did you go to?
I went to Schenley.
Ah, man, long live Schenley. And what's your PhD thesis?
Yeah, so at least right now, the thing that I'm most interested in studying is looking at how mental health in adolescents impacts their experiences with school policy and whether that sets them on a track for academic success or towards the juvenile justice system and later the criminal justice system.
That's a great area to focus on, and I would love to learn more as you study. There's a lot of great research. What's really needed, too, is a lot more awareness of those imprints and how that can affect people. We were just talking about that yesterday. We do a lot of work in schools and trauma-informed programming. So what do you guys, first of all, how long have you been matched together? How long's it been?
About 2 years.
Oh, that's a long time. My gosh. So what was it like when you first met? Was it scary? Or I would be a little apprehensive.
Kind of scary because we didn't know each other.
Yeah, so what did they do? Were you put in a room together? Or how did they figure out whether you're going to float or sink, just like that cookie?
So we got a paper. We had to fill it out, see what each other liked and stuff.
Yeah, they look to kind of match based on similar interests, similar personalities. There's a lot of care that goes into the initial matching process. And then the first time we met was kind of just to see, you know, how we felt the match was. And so I went over to Josiah's house, got to meet him, meet his family. And then I remember the first outing, we went to the library and we pretty much just talked for maybe 2-3 hours, just getting to know each other a little bit. And I think that helped kind of build the base for moving forward.
That's great. Do you remember that, going to the library?
Yeah.
Did you talk about books at all, or was it more just a nice setting to sit and talk?
Sit and talk.
That's fantastic. Josiah, do you like animals? Do you like dogs?
Yes.
You would almost have to, because if this guy has two dogs, Chris, I would imagine you have a relationship with them, too. What are his dogs like?
They're nice, playful.
What are their names?
Milo and Lucy.
Milo and Lucy. What kind of dogs?
Milo is an Australian cattle, and Lucy is an Australian shepherd mixed with beagle.
So they definitely are playful. In fact, I think they require a lot of play, do they not?
Yeah, they're definitely high energy dogs.
Yeah, I always wanted to have a border collie or some kind of shepherd, and I'm told that you pretty much are going to be needing to satisfy that dog's interests and desire. Where do you live? What community, Josiah?
In Hazelwood.
So you're not too far away. Have you been noticing all the great things happening in Hazelwood lately? Mm-hmm. There's a new play trail that just opened up, and Center of Life has been doing a lot of great things over there. It seems to be a neat place to live. Have you lived there most of your life?
Yeah.
Well, that's great. So a question for you. If you had three wishes, what do you think you would do with them? You can take a minute to think about it. And actually, as you're thinking, take a second and think. I'm going to turn to Kara Kamakata, who is here. Hey, Kara.
Hi, how are you?
Good. These two are perfect matches, it
they
seems.
Are.
What's new at Big Brothers Big Sisters?
So things are going great. We actually have our Big Bash coming up, which is on September 28th.
Now, is this the one where you are going to go on a trip?
So that we used to do the Flyaway Bash a couple of years ago.
Okay.
But this one is just a big gala at Nova Place on September 28th. We also are selling Europe raffle tickets for $25, so you can fly business class to Europe anywhere.
Wow.
So that's our big event that's coming up in September.
That's amazing. They used to have the premise, Chris and Josiah, I don't know if you know about this, but basically, you would win a trip, but you had to leave that night.
Yeah, you would pack a bag, and then you would fly away that night.
Which requires a certain kind of person to be ready to do that. But that's pretty neat. So as part of the fundraiser, a raffle to fly business class anywhere of your choice.
Where Delta flies, yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. Anything new in terms, I know the mentoring program must be starting up with school beginning.
Yes, we have Mentor 2.0 is starting at Brashear, and then we have our community-based program, which Chris and Josiah are in, and then we also have a couple school-based programs as well. And we're always looking for mentors for those as well. If anybody's interested, we're especially looking for males.
So bbbspgh.org is how to do it. Chris, I didn't really ask, but what prompted you to do this?
I think it was something that I was pretty interested in for a while. I think for me, reflecting on sort of people that were really instrumental in my development, I could think of a lot of sort of young adults that took time to be mentors in both formal and informal ways, and how much of an impact that created for me. And I think that just gave me a desire to want to pass that forward. And at the time that we first got paired, I was working at a mental health agency, and I was working a lot with, a lot of adolescents and children. And I think I was interested in having the opportunity to work with kids in a different outlet, having something that was, rather than just focusing on talking about negatives, problems, to also have a space in my life where I could focus on having fun and going out into the community and, just approaching things in a new way.
So let's get to those wishes, Josiah. What do you think you would use your wishes on?
My first one would be to be rich. My second one would be to have a dirt bike. And my third one, I don't really have a third one.
I always have a suggestion. Your third one could just be for more wishes. And then you could sort of store them and use them whenever you want. What would you do with money if you had more money?
I don't know.
Buy presents for people and do things like that, I guess. I had one other question, and I'm curious. This one's a little hard, but I think you can answer it. How has your life changed now that Chris has been in it? How is it different?
It's more fun.
And what makes it so?
We do activities together.
And Chris, what about for you?
I would definitely agree. I think my life has been a lot more fun having Josiah in it. Like he was saying, I think we've gotten to experience a lot of things that probably on our own we wouldn't have ever gotten the chance to do. This being, a great example of that.
Yeah, you two are quite natural in doing this. It's pretty amazing. You seem like you've been on the radio a lot together. Well, I have a present from us. This is a pass to use at the Children's Museum anytime you wish. There's a brand new area called Museum Lab, and we have a satellite studio where you can actually sit behind a control board similar to this one. And there's a couple microphones. That's over in the other building next door. But there's plenty to explore in both places. And I hope you'll consider doing that. And I hope you have a good school year, Josiah. Did you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
No.
Any friends, mom,
no.
Anybody? We'll say hello to the dogs on Chris's behalf. But Chris, anybody you want to say hi to or shout out?
Yeah, I'd like to say hi to my wife, Daniela, and to my mom, dad, my sister, Hannah, my brother, David.
And are they all in East Liberty?
If not in it, close to it, close. Yeah. My parents are in East Liberty. My sister is in Sewickley. My brother's in Munn Hall. So all relatively nearby, you know, in the area.
Well, you guys are great representatives for Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. And let me turn back to Kara. Any other words that we should make sure people know about how to get engaged and involved?
Yeah, just check us out, bbbspgh.org, and you can always give us a call too. And we'd love to tell you about any of our three programs. We're seeking mentors for all three programs right now.
Excellent. bbbspgh.org. Chris, one other question for you. It takes a little energy to activate yourself to sort of dip your toe in and get involved. Clearly, it's been rewarding for you or you wouldn't still be doing it. Do you have any advice for somebody who's kind of on the edge as to whether they should volunteer as an adult or not?
Sure. I think probably the biggest barrier that people think about is the time commitment. I think that's often what people struggle with as adults. I know we all have busy lives, but I would say that the investment is so above and beyond anything that you're putting into it. It's really rewarding. It's a lot of fun, but also just to connect and build relationships with new people, whether that be your little or your little's family. I think that it's absolutely worth kind of making that initiative, and especially if you're intentional about how you carve out time in your life, it's very doable.
Thanks so much. Anything else you'd like to say, Jason?
No.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure having all three of you here today, and I hope you'll consider visiting Big Brothers Big Sisters website, bbbspgh.org, for more details.